What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Hot Shots. I'm JD Johnson. With me always are my two favorite co-hosts. It's the Houdini and D-Paul. We got a quick episode for you today. Today we're going to be talking about who won and lost the trade deadline. Look, this is what every GM is trying to do every single year. I'll start this off. May come as a shock. I hope it's not. The New York Mets won this trade deadline 100%. Money off the books. Look, you can head over to ranking the best trades of the 2023 deadline. I just talked about how the Mets took off money with Scherzer and Verlander, and that's a big deal. It's a restart now. They have a plan. Dean, you just mentioned on it. I wish it was something that Brian Cashman knew what to do. They have a plan. They realized, guess what? We're not good enough. We're not going to make the playoffs, and this team is not assembled right. We need to peel back a little and restart, keep the pieces that we have in Lindor and Alonso and Jeff McNeil. We just signed Nimmo. We have a nice core. Let's build around that and start over with some young talent by getting prospects and building our farm system. And that's exactly what they went out and did. And the prospects that they received are legit, by the way. They just received two prospects that are in the top 100 MLB pipeline. Thank you, Billy Epler. You get a lot of crap, but you had a nice deadline.
I co-signed everything you just said, Jedi.
I concur.
Winner for me, hometown, Pittsburgh Pirates.
Oh my gosh.
they were another seller, but the pieces they sold were legit one-year deal guys. And they got, maybe they didn't get like crazy calls coming back, but at least there's a vision, and I believe in Ben Cherington. They kept their good guys, they kept their young studs, the dudes they've signed long term, and they got rid of one-year deal guys for better prospects. So
Deepa.
I'll do it.
Deepa, you know that I love talking to you about sports, and I respect your opinion a lot, but I asked you a question on what team won the deadline, not what team you think won the deadline.
Then you actually won at the Mets, yeah.
I'm just joking.
Dude, honestly, I think it's hilarious for the amount of time, like, when we broke this Carlos Santana trade to you, you were like, what? After, like, Pirates win the deadline.
Oh yeah, but they legit traded like seven guys today. I think I'll have to look it up. It may have been like the most trades in a single, or like most players traded in a single day. I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, I'm also gonna go with a homer pick. You know, my Orioles are added a piece that is going to push them to October baseball. And I will tell you, right, if you've ever seen Baltimore during playoff time, it is fabulous. Big time O's fan right now. Woo, let's go O's.
I'm with it. I hope, honestly, right now I'm rooting for the Orioles, bro. They're an exciting team to watch. I hope they win the East, all right? But I actually do quickly just want to mention again, my honorary pick for winning the MLB trade deadline was the Texas Rangers. They upgraded the area of need in pitching because that was always the problem. They have one of the best offenses in baseball. I wish they would have gotten another bat just to keep adding on and pounding their opponents because they do have a great lineup. But they did upgrade the pitching in an area of need and didn't give much away. And now they're a serious contender for the World Series. Really quick. One of the things that I enjoy in life is just hearing Dean complain about the Yankees, and I already know this is the answer. So I was just wondering, do you guys have a pick for what team lost this trade deadline?
Oh, I do.
What is it?
Oh, I definitely do. Okay, it's 100% the New York Yankees. Anybody who is going to disagree with me just doesn't know baseball. Like, I'm going to be honest here, okay? And I am not saying that if the Yankees made certain moves that they were going to make the playoffs. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is the Yanks are 10th in the MLB in team ERA. They have a 3.92 ERA, right? Which is, in my opinion, really good for an entire pitching staff to have a sub-4 ERA. Ironically enough, the team that's number one in the league is the San Diego Padres. And it just seems like the Yankees have no idea what they're doing. Opponents are hitting .233 against the Yankees pitching staff. The Yankees pitching staff is legit. We knew it last year. We knew it this year. We knew it the year before that. Everything has shown us that the Yankees pitching staff is legit. You go out, you get Rodon in the offseason. He's come back. He's eaten some valuable innings. It's going to take a while for him to get back to 100%. But it's not the Yankees pitching that's the problem. The Yankees' problem is their atrocious offensive lineup. They're, as a team, they're hitting .230. The only team that's ranked lower than them is who?
I don't know, the Athletics.
Athletics.
The Oakland Athletics. You have an offensive problem in New York for the first time in my entire lifetime. You have an offensive problem. You had an offensive problem in the playoffs last year, right? But here's the problem. Here is typical baseball Yankees problem. They are fifth in the major league in home runs. Wow. And I've said this for years. It's exciting. They hit home runs. Yay. It doesn't win ball games. So when you had an opportunity to go get yourself a fucking left fielder, you didn't do it. When you had an opportunity to go upgrade, because in reality, you need a third baseman, you need a catcher, you need a left fielder, right? And arguably, you need a center fielder too, because Bader's not playing worth a shit.
So yeah, he sucks.
You had four positions that you could have upgraded. Austin Wells is still down. Florial is still down. You have the Martian, who I don't care if he's hitting a buck 10 in AAA. Call him up. I am so, like, there is no way. I'm going to save it for my trash bag of the week, but I will tell you, like, whatever, dude.
Houdini, I totally agree with you. I can't stand. The worst part about this is just that the Yankees, nothing is worse than doing absolutely nothing at a trade deadline. The New York Yankees made the executive decision to neither buy or sell at the deadline. Cashman was taking a nap and making sure that he got to his 6 o'clock dinner reservation tonight, wherever the heck he was eating in New York. It's honestly, it's so embarrassing. I don't even know what to think anymore because, like, the fact, also too, let me just show you what Brian Cashman had to say before the game today against the Rays. When questioned why they didn't buy or sell and just kept the same team that is losing tonight still, Brian Cashman said, "We're in it to win. We stayed the course because of that." He mentioned that the return of Nestor Cortes and Jonathan Loaisiga will be a boost the rest of the way. This was the best play for us with the team we have still within striking distance. Brian Cashman, you're not in striking distance. The New York Yankees suck. This is the worst Yankees team I have ever seen in my entire life. It's the most uncompetitive team. Gerrit Cole is pitching tonight, and they can't even score a run. Maybe that'll change by the end of the night, but, I mean, they suck. It's the absolute clown show. And, oh, wait, I have a call from Don. What do you say about Cashman? Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. I can't, Dean, I don't know what we're going to do anymore. Honestly, I was just telling you before, bro, I like the Orioles. I don't know.
Dude, but
come to Pittsburgh.
Dude, they go add two arms. In which pitching is not the problem. They traded for Spencer Howard, who has a 10-8 ERA this season, and he's currently in the minors. Okay,
a 10-8, room for improvement.
A 10-8 ERA. Then they go get this Keenan Middleton, who has a 3.96 ERA, 47 Ks, a 1.35 ERA, or a 1.35 WHIP, who is currently in the minors. Wait.
He's in the majors. It doesn't make sense, though, because pitching's not the problem. Why are you getting a bullpen that's already good?
Dude, I don't know. I'm whatever, dude. I'm so sick.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry for the – I don't want to sit here and, like, just talk about it and dwell on it so much, but at the same time, it just doesn't make sense because you have so many guys that are in their walk year. They're going to be free agents at the end of this year. Severino, I hope he doesn't get re-signed. He has an 8 ERA. He's pitched all season. He sucks. He can't even get through the third inning for, like, the past, like, five starts. The guy gives up 9 runs in 3 innings. Nothing works. Either DFA him or send him down. Bader is gone at the end of this year. Gleyber had to go. His stock is probably the highest it's going to be. He's had a little bit of a hitting resurgence this year. I would have got rid of him. Wandy is a free agent. Get rid of one of your big bullpen pieces. Look what they did with Chapman. You mentioned it in the best trades of all time. They got rid of Chapman and got Gleyber Torres, which was a huge prospect at the time, and re-signed him 4 months later. Why can't you do the same thing with Wandy? You know you're not going to make the playoffs, and even if you do, you're going to get bounced in the first round.
I mean, look, this is the last thing I'll say, right? Like, they have 3 hits tonight, right? And this seems to be a reoccurring trend. It's just, this is the lowest the Yankees have been in a long time, and I'm at this point, I'm rooting for them to lose. I'm rooting for them to finish sub 500, and Cashman will get the boot.
The thing is, the best part about all this is I don't think Cashman will get the boot. I think that he has the greatest job security on the planet. No one close. Never seen anything like it. And it'd actually be the first time that the Yankees are under 500 for, like, what is it, like 25 years or something? They haven't been under 500. Something long. I think it might even go to the 80s or something like that. Something crazy.
I think it's 1990. Either 1990 or 1991.
Yeah, bro. Something great. It's been a very long time since the Yankees have been under 500. So you can understand why the fan base is a little mad, especially when you have the highest payroll in the organization ever and they still can't figure it out. But that's going to do it for us here at Hot Shots. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Make sure to subscribe and follow to all of our platforms at Hot Shots Podcast. You'll find us there on all social media. Let us know, who do you think won the trade deadline? Who do you think lost the trade deadline? Do you agree? Do you disagree with us? We want to hear from you. We'll talk about you next time. The great thing about sports is that you always get to have conversation, and you never know where it goes, because guess what? Your opinion is your opinion, and we want to hear from you. But until then, we'll see you next time.